Louisiana Republican shuts down bill prohibiting transgender surgery for children. By Amy Furr on May 25, 2023. A Republican state senator recently shut down a bill that would ban transgender surgeries for children in Louisiana. On Wednesday, House Bill 648 was voted down by the Louisiana Senate Health and Welfare Committee after Fred Mills sided with Democrats against the measure, according to Newsweek. Greg Price of the State Freedom Caucus Network shared the news about Mills in a social media post on Wednesday, noting that one look at his donors shows massive contributions from Big Pharma, which gets rich off giving these drugs to children. Mills has since faced significant backlash but claims he is not worried, KPVI reported Thursday. Why should I? They don't live in District 22. They don't have a 337 area code, he told the outlet. I didn't run for office to serve those people. Per the outlet, Mills is a pharmacist, and the report said individuals online pointed out that Mills had appeared in drag in a series of commercials for his pharmacy. Price also shared what is reportedly the video footage in question. Meanwhile, the Newsweek report continued. The legislation that was blocked in Louisiana on Wednesday was sponsored by Republican State Representative Gabe Furmont and states. Proposed law prohibits healthcare professionals from knowingly committing any of the following acts that attempt to alter a minor's appearance in an attempt to validate a minor's perception of his sex if the minor's perception is inconsistent with his biological sex. The bill includes a ban on hormone blockers, prescription or administration of testosterone, estrogen, or progesterone, and gender-affirming surgery. In March 2022, President Joe Biden's D. administration released documents promoting transgender sex reassignment surgeries and hormone treatments for children, according to Breitbart News. The transgender fact sheet included a resource entitled Gender-Affirming Care in Young People and contains a chart with affirming care options, a far-left euphemism intended to make the mutilation of children sound like a compassionate course of action, the outlet said. The most heinous option involves transforming children's bodies via irreversible surgeries with the goal of aligning their outward physical traits with their gender identity, the report stated. Meanwhile, the Nebraska legislature recently approved a bill that prohibits doctors from performing abortions after a baby is 12 weeks old and also bans gender-affirming care for children, according to Breitbart News. Related: high school student calls out school officials for not protecting girls from trans-identifying biological male using girls' bathrooms and locker.